Hi, we're Farewell Town.
And you're listening to Music's Journey with our friend Kim Sear on 91.3 FM Blue Water Radio.
I'll go anywhere you want if you want to go. Stay here and order us another one. Not leave until I know a little bit. Take me somewhere that I've never been. Where are you from and where are you going? To feel as lost as I do in this moment sitting at the bar.
You just heard a snippet of the brand new single Half Empty Bottle featuring Elise Saunders by powerhouse country rock band Farewell Town. Farewell Town first formed their band in Halifax, Nova Scotia, starting out as a backing band for emerging local country artists on the east coast of Canada. They have gone on to play with country artists all over the nation. Farewell Town released their second single, Half Empty Bottle, featuring Elise Saunders off the self-titled debut 4-track EP that was released on October 1st. Here to talk about the second single off their debut EP is Shaky White and Michael Lloyd.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, Kim.
How's it going?
Oh, it's great to have you guys. This is the first time that you guys have been on the show, and it's great to have you both here. Talk to us about the band members, the four band members, and getting together with everybody, Michael.
Well, we formed together in January of 2020. We had done all working together as a session musicians outside of previous to January, you know, working with other country artists across Canada. And playing a lot of local sessions with artists, so working with country artists like TJ King and Andy Bass on the East Coast to guys like Aaron Pritchett, JoJo Mason, Chris Buck Band, all on the West Coast side. And we decided to form finally as a band in January of 2020, and then the good old pandemic of the COVID thing decided to strike us right when we were ready for takeoff in March. But we all got together in March and went away to New Brunswick to write this EP.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we had no gigs, we just got to work on these songs, and obviously it got a little bit delayed, but that's kind of the basis of how we got together. We were working together outside of being a band as session musicians, and then decided to form all together here in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm. Now, all of you guys started working as live session players, but you found, Michael, what were you looking for in the idea of forming this band?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it actually worked out as my guitar player that we used to use all the time, he decided to move to Nashville, and, you know, can't blame the guy. But yeah, he's doing great down there now. And so, yeah, I needed a guitar player. And Michael had just moved into town, so my buddy who moved to Nashville, Chris, recommended Michael. So, yeah, I contacted Michael right away. We started working together. And then, yeah, together we started to think about, hey, let's do this ourselves. Let's write some music, go out there, play some tunes, and get on the radio and try to do it ourselves. And that's exactly what we did.
Now, you got Jordan LeBlanc and you've got Scott Musgrave as well that's in the band. Talk about the sound that you guys were looking for, because it's really difficult, you know, to get into the music industry today and what the commercial end of the business is. What was it being session players that gave you the idea that, you know what, I'm going to do this, we're going to go off and we're going to do this band together, and the sound that you guys were looking for, that niche for you that you've got now, that sound that you guys have developed right now?
Yeah, I think we all had a common ground of love for music right off the bat. And then more specifically, country music has been a thing that we've all enjoyed. And, you know, working in the industry of country music the last little bit, it kind of felt right. So forming our sound together was really heavily based on our influences of, for me, I like kind of like the soul rock stuff, you know, kind of more of the Americana side of things. Shaky's definitely more of the old school country guy, but also the modern country guy. But he's the bookend of the country music for us.
Nice.
And Jordan is very much more on the kind of like the blues country background side, where he was a little newer coming into country music, so he kind of went down a different route. But his precision was kind of something that really attracted us, and just he's very, very accurate player. So that kind of we needed something because of my looseness with the soul and the blues stuff, he was so precise that it made a great call to have him in the band. And then as well, Scotty is just he's a chameleon. He can do anything.
He can. So he certainly can.
But between the four forces of that and then our producer, Andy Bass, he really had this sound that we just really, I think we all just understood and got. Do you want to add to that, Shaky?
Yeah. Basically, we just like, I, as a session player, got to play with Andy a lot, and the guy is so talented and just knows his sound is really good. And we just got, every time we get together, it's magic, right? So it was great working with Andy and kind of finding our sound and making something our own.
Yeah, because it's hard, especially going through this pandemic and everything, you know, being able to just start playing. And then, like you said, everything had to shut down. You guys aren't able to get, were you guys able to get together at least by video, or how did you guys work doing the writing sessions?
Well, all the writing was done previous to going into the pandemic. It was a week before the lockdown actually happened, like globally, that we were in New Brunswick and we did the writing session and we recorded the bed tracks.
Oh, good.
So we had a start. We kind of lucked. I guess COVID was a blessing in disguise because we actually had time to work on these songs.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a base for them when we got back home, and then everything kind of locked down. So we worked pretty much through video chatting and stuff because we, during the first little bit, you couldn't meet up with anyone or see anyone. So we did a lot of phone calling back and forth, shooting ideas back and forth to each other, and slowly once restrictions lifted, we were able to kind of get together, and we kind of had an idea by that time.
Mm-hmm. I know it was really hard for a lot of the artists coming off the road. You guys being new, it's a little bit different, but being able to just navigate through the pandemic and learning how to write again, because you don't normally have that kind of time to be able to think about songs. You're going into writing sessions, then you're going on radio tour, then you're going out and playing live performances. But there was just so much time for people to be able to regroup and ground themselves into the roots and the kind of music that they wanted to play. And it sounds like it really worked out well for you guys.
Well, yeah, thanks. It did. Like I said, I don't think we'd ever have not been this not busy.
Mm-hmm.
We've not been this long. So being able to, like you said, have that time and that freedom and that mind space, because there was literally nothing going on, we were able to really focus and hone in on it.
Yeah, that creative flow that you guys needed, and also to be able to spend that quality time really digging into the kind of songs that you guys wanted to write and release. So it's really cool. Okay, so talk about what it was like working with artists like JoJo Mason and Aaron Pichette, Chris Buck and Ben Chase. All these guys have got such incredible careers right now. What was it like playing with them nationally and being able to watch them on stage and learn from them? Because being a new band, you guys haven't had a whole lot of time to practice.
Right. Do you want to start off on that, Shake?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it was great, being on the road with those guys and just, you know, learning and just, you know, just having fun and kind of just being around, you know, the community, the country music community, and nationally, right, and meeting new people and making those connections. So, yeah, no, it was definitely fun working with those guys. And
they're really good, too, when it comes to supporting new artists, especially Aaron. Like, he's just like an open book, and being able to give you advice and what really works in the business, what to watch out for, because he's gone through quite a bit in his career as well. But man, he's just one of the best entertainers out there. And to be able to watch him live and, you know, knowing that you guys hadn't had that practice, be able to see, it gives you, I think everybody's better visually, be able to watch something and get better ideas at how to be able to create that live show that's that energy that the audience is going to pick up on.
Yeah, and with Aaron as well, like, we were fortunate enough to be able to send the bed tracks to him. Like, when we just had the very first beginning, the first recordings of each of these songs, we were able to send them off to him, and because there was time to kind of listen to them, he actually thoroughly listened to them and kind of sent back some feedback to us, which, you know, otherwise we would have never have had
nice.
The chance or the do that. So that helped us out to kind of put in perspective with everything else. So yeah, it, knowing and just he's an all-around great guy too, so that doesn't hurt.
And but so many artists have got a great start working with him, and it's pretty amazing to see the country music industry here in Canada, and it's such a small knit family, but at the same time it is family. I've seen artists that don't even know these new artists that are coming up, and they'll post the brand new song, new release by them, and they're just so welcoming. How has it been for you guys, Shaky?
No, it's been great. And to add on to that, how close the community is, I've been fortunate enough to open up for Brett Kissel a few times now, and I've met the band and Tyler Volrath, the fiddle player. Mm-hmm. He's two of our tracks on this EP, so that's how that worked out. We just connected before shows, and when we were sitting down trying to figure out the sound of these songs, we needed fiddle, and he was the first call, and he was more than happy to help out.
Mm-hmm. It's nice when we've got such great people that are in this industry, and they're just so willing to help out everybody, and it's just such a beautiful thing to watch. Really beautiful. What about the writing styles in the band, Michael? Tell us about the different influences. Like, you guys all have different influences, but what is it like writing together as a band?
Oddly, that's one of the spots where we really get along.
Nice.
We don't all like the same food, but we usually have the same for writing. I think the writing process, you have to have an open mind. You have to be, everyone's really willing to adapt and support each other. Not that we don't support each other all the time, but I think in the writing process, you're there to make the best thing that you can at that moment, and whatever you can capture within that 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes that you have. So, you know, I think once you sit down and someone gets an idea rolling, and then
goes from there.
It's kind of one of those moments that you can't really, you can't practice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can practice, but you can't practice moments. So I think when we all get together and, you know, someone has an idea, it just starts to really roll. Or, you know, sometimes it goes, oh, I don't think that's the direction we're going in, and everyone's just as supportive that way as well too, and you pivot to the next idea, or you move on. Mm-hmm. Maybe come back to it later.
You can pitch the ideas, you can write songs. Some of them come really easy with certain writers that you're working with outside of the band, and you know, those are the ones that you're going to gravitate to when you know you got to get a song out. When you got to get one, you've got to get it written, you'll pick certain people. Shaky, is there writers that you're working with right now that you're super comfortable with?
Me and Michael, obviously, and then Andy Bass, who,
mm-hmm.
He's also a writer on two of the songs. So yeah, Andy just knows, he knows how to make a great commercial country song. So yeah, he's the guy to go to that can really help us get the right.
You're talking about him writing the songs because he has, you know, worked with you guys in two of them. And he also produced the debut self-titled EP over this past year. Talk about working with him on the production end of it and what that whole process was like for you, Michael.
With Andy, it was just like, the guy is maybe the best at every instrument than everyone else in the band at their own instrument. Like, he's a better drummer.
Times
10. Like, mm-hmm. He is a better drummer than any other drummer that I've met. He's also one of the best bass players I've ever met, even though I get to work with Shaky, who I think is the best bass player. his guitar-wise, the guy is just, he's nuts. His singing is unbelievable. But he's also super, even though he's so in tune with all of these instruments and very, very proficient on all things, he's still super open-minded and can keep, you can kind of go off the road a little bit, but he still keeps you on track.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very fast worker, which was really nice for us. You know, it was more about recording, capturing the moment, and working from that perspective and really getting it nailed down closer to the first take than the 10th take.
Oh, nice.
Which is something that I, as a musician, prefer. You know, we were all mostly live session guys,
mm-hmm.
So we only get to do that. We only get to play the note one time in a moment. Mm-hmm. So I think we all kind of gravitated to that too, that it was very organic, and it felt, there was a lot of thought that went into it in the moment, but not a lot of thought had to happen afterwards because it was captured the right way.
Well, it's great when you've got a producer like that who can read you, and he knows what your capabilities are, and he knows exactly what to pull out of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are going to talk about a very special song that's come off of the EP that you guys had, and it's called Castle on the Hill by my very special guest, Farewell Town.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. Was running from my brother and his friends. Tasted sweet perfume, the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart and I broke it there. Made friends and lost through the years. I've not seen the roaring fields in so long. I know.
I'm on my way.
I love this song. The rendition you guys did of Ed Sheeran here, this is one of my favorite songs that I've heard people do, you know, for this one. It's really, really cool. Talk about that, Shaky.
Thank you. Well, that's actually, me and Michael play a lot of like duo gigs, you know, on our nights off when we're not playing with the band. We play, you know, different cities on the East Coast. And that's kind of one of the songs that is, you know, the crowd favorite that we do. And people love it. And we decided, hey, let's just make our own version of it. Really try to get that, capture a country version, country rock version of it. And yeah, no, it was great. Tyler Volrath played on it. We had our buddy Coco McGraw play steel. And yeah, it turned out great.
The rendition is absolutely brilliant. I absolutely love that song. Your voice suits this song. Really, really showcases what you're able to do with the song.
Oh, thank you. That song, I think, being from a small town, I mean, all of us are from small little towns, and especially that bridge section, it really paints a picture of the towns that I think a lot of us came from.
Mm-hmm.
That song was something that right away, when I heard the lyric, I hear music first, again, as a guitar player, primarily. In my past, I gravitate listening to the music, but when I heard that song for the first time, the lyrics were something that just poked at me and really grabbed me. And ever since learning it and playing it, and, you know, kind of changing a bit of the way that we perform it to make it suit my voice, it just kept speaking to me. And to this day, it's still one of my favorite songs that we get to play. And even watching the crowd react to it is a lot of fun. And I get to like showcase my range a bit,
mm-hmm.
in it, because the verses are pretty low, the choruses are kind of a medium high energy, and then I sing some high booze in it, so that kind of showcases that as well, and just the energy that song brings. And I think if people aren't relating to the lyrics on it in the moment when we're playing it, they're feeling the music, and it's something really fun to watch and do it night after night.
Well, I can understand why fans love it so much. I listened to it several times last night, so very nicely done. As I said, it suits your voice. There's no doubt about that. But for you to be able to connect to the lyrics the way that you do, that's why the fans like it. That's why they love it so much. That's a really, really great job on that song. Very nicely done.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to hear Michael do some Chris Stapleton. That's just, I'm putting my two cents in there. I just think that that's just one that you'd be able to do and pull off so well.
Oh, thanks. I think something that, like, referring to, like, you know, the other doing a rendition or another version of a song, I've always enjoyed a lot of Canadian artists that I gravitated to. You know, Terry Clark, growing up listening to Terry Clark, she had a lot of songs that were, she did her own versions too, and same with like the Roadhammers,
mm-hmm.
and even Doc Walker. There's some of my favorite Canadian recordings have been, you know, other re-recorded versions of songs, and I usually end up liking them better.
Exactly.
But we haven't quite dialed in exactly what we might do next, but I think it might be a bit of a, I might tease that it might be a theme that we do going forward in projects, because of our background of playing in so many pubs and, you know, having a song that we feel and really enjoy performing, you know, it'd be nice to have a captured recording of that to share with the fans.
I think so, because that's how you build your fan base, one at a time. And it's that grind that you guys have to go through. And I really respect that grind. You're being able to pick up one at a time. You really care about the fans that you have. It's not about these big stadiums filled with the cheering fans out there. They're great too. But those intimate moments that you have, you know, creating that intimacy and that connection to songs, it's nice when artists get to go back to that. I know that that's what you guys are used to doing and you guys want to do the other end of it, but you'll remember this. And when you come back and you guys are playing those big stages, you're going to, it'd just be nice just to be able to play some acoustic sessions, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so talk about the influences, because the compelling vocals that you have, Michael, are so dynamic and you're such a great guitar player. So it really does help, you know, when being a musician. If you could play with any of your idols, who would they be?
Oh. Ooh. You like bringing on the hard questions now, don't you?
That's my job.
Yeah, of course. I mean, for me, I've got a weird, I guess not as normal of a country background, so my choices aren't actually country artists. If I could bring someone back in time, I would love to share the stage with Prince. That's
nice.
That's my guy. But currently, I'd actually go with Bryan Adams.
Nice. Very good choice.
Assuming that his guitar player Keith Scott would be there, because he's one of my favorite guitar players and vocalists. So.
Oh man, can he play?
Yeah.
What about you, Shaky? Is there a favorite bass player that you would love to have played with and somebody that you can play with now?
Favorite bass players? Oh, there's so many of them. See, I'm a super country guy. I listen to like I'm more of like Bakersfield kind of country, like Buck Owens, Dwight Yoakam, John Party on that. But when it comes to bass, I kind of like listening to funk and R&B and gospel music even. So if I'd say favorite bass player, I'd probably say Marcus Miller. He's a huge influence on my playing, even outside of country and rock.
Really nice. Okay, so is there family members that you guys have been able to watch play in your families, Michael?
Not for me.
No.
I'm the one and only in my family.
When did you get the
When
music bug?
I was about 10 years old is when I started to play guitar. I think I kind of had it beforehand, but it was definitely 10 years old when I started to pick up the guitar on my own and start. I had a late uncle that played just very briefly in Newfoundland, but I'm the one that I'm pretty much the only one.
Do you remember the first song you ever played on the guitar?
Yeah, it was Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Shaky? Is there family members that are musicians or?
Yeah. So actually, my dad was a touring bass player with a lot of country acts back in the 80s and early 90s. So when I was 5 years old, or even in diapers, I was probably plugging in XLRs somewhere at a show that he was playing. He would used to bring me around, and I'd bring the cases and help them set up. And yeah, so I was around music at a very young age, even playing shows when I was 13 years old, getting paid to play shows, at bars. It was crazy. So yeah, no, I was in it very, very early.
Do you have a favorite memory with your dad? Did you guys sit and play together?
Yeah, so growing up, we started playing drums. I had a drum set, and we used to jam a little bit. And yeah, no, showed me a couple chords and kind of took off on the guitar, and then made my way to the bass when I was 15. And then he was a bass player, and I played drums. So that's how we kind of got together to play. And then when I was 15, I decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to play bass myself. And I've been loving it ever since. I haven't really looked back. Even though I played a couple of drum gigs here and there, but bass is kind of really my thing for sure.
If you could own any guitar that has been played by an idol of yours, what guitar would you want, Shaky?
Ooh. I would say a Buck Owens Telecaster or something like
Nice.
that. Yeah.
Ooh, nice. That would be a great one, wouldn't it? That would be a
But
great one to own.
for sure.
Okay, so talk about the hardest part of being a musician. What hurdles have you overcome, Michael? What's been the hardest thing?
Probably the traveling. Not that I enjoy traveling, but all the late hours of playing, and then packing up the van and making sure everyone could fit in there with all the gear and into an SUV, or sometimes we even fit four of us in a car and drive to Montreal because we couldn't get a plane, stuff like that. That's the hardest part, I think. It's not the 1 hour that we share on stage. It's the 23 hours. What's everyone like? Because everyone has their own personality and their own life to live outside of music. So it's what's going on in those other 23 hours, and can you get along with those people? Can you vibe with those people? And that's been the hardest thing, I think. But for the most part, no one that I don't like.
A lot of people think it's a glamorous life, but it's a hard life, a really, really hard life. What about you, Shaky? What has been the hardest thing for you to overcome as a musician?
I'd say, yeah, the late hours. Like, you know, during the daytime, you know, you're always working constantly on my phone, you know, booking new gigs, or you're looking for new gigs, or just constantly working, you know, trying to perfect my craft and, you know, just make the best out of everything. So I'd say just the long hours, basically, I work 24/7, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you guys have to do all your social media, too, all the marketing and...
That's right. We do everything in-house as well, no management. So it's, yeah, so me and Mike kind of handle all the back-end stuff of Farewell Town. So yeah, it's a lot of work, but yeah, no, it's fun. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys released the first single, Let's Be Crazy, that kicked off the debut EP earlier this year. You wrote this one, Shaky, with Andy Bast as well, right? And he produced with Matt LeBlanc?
It was just Andy producing, but then Matt LeBlanc also wrote the song with us. So yeah, that was the first day in the studio. We just went up there, and that was kind of the idea. I had an idea of just stuff was starting to get crazy on the news about the whole pandemic and stuff. So I kind of just was kind of trying to figure out what are we going to write about, and let's just be crazy. And then we kind of just wrote being crazy, having a fun time, being, you know, super positive. Just a positive song, right? Just about having a good time.
Nice to be able to go mentally to that place at that moment, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with those guys, it's always fun getting together with Matt and Andy. It's, like I said, it's just magic every time getting to work with those guys.
Now, did you guys get into the studio for this one in New Brunswick?
Yeah, we did. So we wrote and recorded the bed tracks in New Brunswick at Andy's studio right before the pandemic.
Some of it was done in my bedroom.
Yeah. The acoustic song recorded in my bedroom. All the vocals were recorded in my bedroom.
And Tyler Volrath recorded his fiddles at home.
Nice.
To make all one song.
Now, did the fiddle change what you originally thought the song was going to sound like? Like when he added in that fiddle playing, I think it really took it to that next level.
We didn't have it in there at first, and the arrangement was the same, but it did sound a bit different. We had a couple guitar solos that we tried. I think we were finishing my vocals one day, and Shaky looked at me. He was like, "Man, we need to add fiddle right now. Like that's the missing piece of the puzzle." And that's when he reached out to Tyler, and he gladly threw those fiddle tracks at us, and we put them on at first, and we were like, "That's what we were looking for."
Very good ear, Shaky. Let's play your first single of your new EP, your debut EP, and it is called Let's Be Crazy by country rock band Farewell Town here on Music's Journey.
Flying down the highway, looking for a better view. Now all the signs are leading me straight to you. Every turn I make gets closer to each other. Wouldn't see myself doing this for another. When it gets this close, it feels brand new. Come on. We'll be right back.
That was Let's Be Crazy by my very special guest, country rock band Farewell Town.
Then Half Empty Bottle, which is now our leading single off the EP that we're pushing now, is a song that was written with TJ King from Nova Scotia. And that song is a duet with Lee Saunders from Ontario. And at first, we didn't have it as a duet. We recorded it without a duet, and it was our drummer, Scott Musgrave. I was like, man, this could be a duet. Mm. And we were like, nah, you're foolish. And then he said it again. He's like, ah, it could be. You should try it. And
smart.
Sure. The guy was right, because once I started getting, you know, I even tried to sing it like a female a few times just to see if it would work. It didn't do it justice. He had toured with TJ King, actually, alongside with Elise Saunders in Ontario a few years back. And he said, I know a girl that we could, you know, I think this would be the right fit. And it sure felt that way, and it still feels that way.
Oh, what an amazing song, and a great ballad duet with country songstress Elise Saunders. We've had her on the show so many times, and we are such big fans of hers. What a great song. You killed it when it come to the vocals for both of you.
Oh, thank you.
She is a special soul, so everything that she touches right now has been turning into nominations for the awards this year. So you've toured with her, right, Michael? You've been on tour with Elise now, right?
I haven't, but Shaky has played some shows in Ontario.
It was actually in the Maritimes. We did a Maritime tour.
That's right. That's right.
We did the CCMAs, I believe, one year. I believe it was 2016. Mm-hmm. So T did a string of shows in the Maritimes, and I got to play with Elise and play with TJ as well. And yeah, so we had a connection there, and she was my first call, obviously, as soon as I was starting to, because we co-produced the song as well, so I kind of had an idea of what kind of voice I wanted, and I was so happy that she hopped on and helped us out.
You got a great producer hat, Shaky. You really do.
Thank you.
You really do. I see such a bright future for you doing a lot of that.
Thank you so much.
I'm your host, Kim Sierra, and we are going to play the new release, and it's called Half Empty Bottle by country rock band Farewell Town, featuring Lee Saunders here on Music's Journey.
I don't go downtown and spend my nights running around, looking for something, looking for someone. I hope that you don't mind if I sit down beside you and chat a while. Do you mind if I tell you that I'm kind of nervous? Maybe you can't tell on the surface. I'm a little not used to this. I go anywhere you want if you wanna go. Stay even order us another one. Not leaving till I know a little bit. Take me somewhere that I've never been. Where are you from and where are you going? You feel as lost as I do in this moment, sitting at the bar with a beautiful girl, half empty bottle and a broken heart. Couldn't seem to just pass by.
I'm looking for something, I'm looking for someone.
I'm not the type to ruin your vibe. Just trying to get something off my mind and talk to you.
I got nothing to lose.
But if you want to try,
I'd go anywhere you want. If you want to go, stay here and order us another one. Not leaving till I know. Take me somewhere that I've never been. Where are you from and where are you going? To feel as lost as I do in this moment, sitting at the bar with a beautiful girl, half empty bottle and a broken heart.
Place that I've never been.
Take me someplace that I've never been. Where are you from and where are you going? Do you feel as lost as I do in this moment, sitting at the bar with a beautiful girl, half empty bottle and a broken heart? Ooh. With a beautiful girl, half empty bottle and a broken heart.
That was the second release, called Half Empty Bottle, by country band Farewell Town, featuring Elise Saunders for the self-titled debut album, and that's available right now on all of the streaming platforms. So you can download it, you can share it on all your playlists, and don't forget to request it at your country local radio station.
Thank you so much. We, like you said, we said it's been a long journey, but we're happy that, you know, these songs still hold up and reflect the way that we felt when we recorded them.
I would like to thank my very special guest, Michael Lloyd, and Shaky White of the country rock band Farewell Town. You can catch my show every Tuesday evening from 7 until 9 p.m., and you can also check out all my interviews in their entirety on musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the podcasts on all the streaming platforms. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey. I look forward to seeing you next week. Until then, have yourselves a wonderful day.